People don't understand. Okay, here's a put Nick, your here's what people don't on. Understand. Nick, here's what people don't understand, okay? Whether they've been listening to our podcast for 5 years, 1 year, 2 days, I don't think anyone will understand that that is the greatest OP of all time.
It is really good, actually. Like,
of
it's
all
a
time!
Meme. It's a meme, but it's good.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host with the most, Tom the Bomb. And with me every week, of course, is Danny Hootenanny.
Hey!
No tier Nick.
Deja vu. I've just been in this place before. Literally, though, because we've already done this episode, but we're doing it a little bit different.
Nah, it's the same.
It's different because we got different choices.
We got different choices, mate.
And Sam, you're going to edit in every single song.
No,
and you're
going
to perfectly
okay,
match
all this out
to what we're doing.
You don't mention that. Because on the YouTube version, I'm not. So shut up.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, not on the YouTube version.
I'm actually just going to leave that in so y'all can see what I deal with every week. I hate my life.
Sam,
anyway, here we go.
Edit in all the songs. How
shut
hard,
up!
Hashtag, how hard could it be?
Shut
you take
up!
Like 5 minutes to add them in. You just point and click.
Anyway, Nick's a bitch, so it doesn't matter. But this week, we're talking about some more of our favorite original soundtracks, OSTs, from anime. We each have highlighted three more. If you want to go listen to the last one, I believe it's episode 147. You know, you could just type in the search bar OSTs in our podcast and find it, or on our YouTube, just go to our channel and type in OSTs. It was like, 147, so probably just like a couple of years ago or...
Yeah, literally, like that's like over 100 episodes. So
yeah,
that it doesn't feel like 2 years ago. It feels like maybe 1 year.
It really doesn't. Yeah, it really doesn't. But
the pandemic has screwed with my mind.
The pandemic has messed with time.
My mind.
The time doctor is Doctor Who. I wonder if like they did a Doctor Who episode with the pandemic. And then it just messed up the perception of time because it messes up everyone's perception of time. And then
yeah,
it's
like Mr. Krabs spinning.
And then it's just super British. Anyway.
Just like Demi. Wait, is Demi the British person? Anyway, never mind.
That's Amy.
Oh, God damn it. Look, we got two people on our Discord, and I always confuse them, okay?
Nick doesn't know. Well, Nick,
have you ever seen him in the same room? Checkmate.
Nick
okay,
doesn't know names.
Close.
Remember, Nick does know names.
Yeah, I don't know names.
Dude, so we're going to go over some musics in a little bit here. But first, let's take a small break. Thank you. Check that out for me, okay? And always links.animesummit.net. You can find all the links right there, where to listen, YouTube, social media, and Discord, of course. You should join the Discord. We got Manga Book Club going on right now. They just voted on some more manga to read for March, so that's really cool. So you
March
should join
Madness.
The Discord. March Madness. You should join
oh,
the
yeah,
Discord.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do another SmackDown this month.
Right, because of March Madness,
right? We'll call it like a March Madness. We'll type it in the Patreon Club. I think we'll give them a little bit of a sneak peek on the topic. We'll see what
Ooh.
We do. Yeah, hashtag planning on the podcast
we
and on
do,
the Discord.
Oh, I know. We should do like basketball teams. Like sports basketball teams.
There's fucking like three of them, Danny. Come on, okay.
What are you talking about?
There's three of them. You got Slam Dunk, Kuroko
like
Basket, and
but
someone
like
else.
The
I don't know.
But the characters, I mean.
No. That's stupid.
What? It's
okay,
for March Madness.
Well, all right. Well,
I
guess I'll
kidding.
Have
That's
to go
stupid.
Binge 500 episodes of basketball anime.
Yeah, Sam,
in the next
have
two
fun.
Weeks.
Fucking bitch.
Anyway, this is, God damn it.
This is a punishment to Sam. You have to watch 100 episodes of Slam Dunk.
I got things to do, all right? Anyway, speaking of patrons, become a patron today. Give a Puffy his wings. He will fly over to your house and probably play cards with you. Just don't borrow him any money, all right? Also,
and don't let the cards out of your sight because he will sell them on eBay.
He will sell them on eBay, dude.
With all the cards shooting up in price. You know
yep.
what I'm saying?
Speaking of patrons, also, if you're a patron, thank you so much, by the way. Also, if you're a patron, go to the Patreon page and check out Nick's latest solo cast. All right?
I also put out a solo cast. We forgot to mention that last week.
Oh, yeah, but nobody cares. Oh. Anyway, so...
Wow! Okay. All right, I think... Okay. All right, this is going to be my last episode, guys. No one cares about me. Cool. Have a nice life.
That's okay,
life.
Danny. Nobody really commented on mine yet either, so maybe they haven't listened to it yet. But.
No, dude. Yeah, Danny and Nick got their latest solo cast up, both number two, right?
My only comments are, mm-hmm. Nick, it's not February 29th. And I'm like, yes, it is.
Guess it is.
It is not.
I said I'll do one a month, and I posted it on February 29th, okay?
You did not. You posted it on...
So what if February 29th?
You posted it on March 1st.
That's,
March 1st.
Yeah, that March 1st happened to fall on February 29th this year, so
oh
is that
my
fault?
God.
No.
No, no. That is not a thing. That is not a thing. No. No.
These other months are being greedy, stealing from February.
That's true. Dude, we were also, me and Danny were also on Project Manga last weekend.
Hey, that was so fun.
And that episode premiered on YouTube today. It was a tangential tie-in episode. Or no, yesterday? Yeah, yesterday.
Monday.
And we,
Monday.
We talked about anime's best couples. So check that out.
So
oh, nice. Did you talk about our waifu and husbando?
No.
No.
Before we get to the waifu and husbando, though,
that
listener
was my segue.
Question of the week.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
You fucker. What's everyone's favorite fast food joint? From
Five Guys. I haven't eaten Five Guys in a while.
I haven't had Five Guys in a while. Five Guys is delicious, though. I don't know. So if we're talking like fast food, like McDonald's and KFC and all that, I can't really eat it anymore because I get really sick.
Dude, I can't either, dude. Doesn't taste good to me.
That's probably just me getting older and getting, you know, putting crap in my body for.
Yeah,
when
dude,
I was
it's
younger.
Like. What was they did like a documentary where they just like left McDonald's fries out for a while and they like were still edible.
there was like a whole dude. Remember that news story? It came out a couple years ago. This guy found a hamburger from McDonald's in an old jacket in the attic, and it was still like 100% intact, like no mold.
It
or,
wasn't moldy or anything like that.
He was like, I got this like 10 years ago.
That said, McDonald's, please sponsor us.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, no, dude.
We will keep your brand alive just like all the food stays alive forever.
So normally right now I can only eat like if I'm going to eat something that's considered fast, quote-unquote food, it would be like a fast casual place like Chipotle or something.
Yeah, Chipotle is not even fast food. That's like
yeah, no.
Legit.
It's like fast
except
casual.
When they had, didn't they have like a scandal a while back where they had like bad food and people were getting sick?
Oh, their pork.
That was a number of years
ago. That was
ago.
Like everybody, because like pork plants got infected or some shit. Yeah, but like, for me, dude, yeah, I would probably say like Five Guys or Chipotle. If it was a fast food place, I would say Popeyes. Because
dude, I gotta go to Popeyes and what is it? What's the other one? Popeyes and the other one.
There's Churches.
No,
there's also Jollibee.
What's the other one? The other chicken
Jollibee,
place.
Jollibee,
what's the other chicken
Jollibee,
place
Jollibee,
that's
Jollibee.
Not? No, they're closed on Sundays.
Oh, Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
That's what I was thinking of.
Dude,
okay.
Dude, it's gross. It's not even good.
What's the one where the owners were like super racist too? Is that Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
All right, whatever.
And homophobic and transphobic.
Yeah, that's the bigot. That's the bigot chicken.
Nick,
everyone
as
in fucking
Nick.
South Carolina is obsessed with it. And anytime
everybody's
I say
canceled.
That it's disgusting. Dude, no, anytime that I say I don't like Chick-fil-A, everyone gives me a really weird look. They're all
everyone
like,
gets super
what?
Offended.
Was that the
yeah.
Sorry, was that the place?
I'm just all like, first of all, bigot chicken.
when Mac visited, was that the place that took a huge poop in their bathroom?
No, that was Cane's. Cane's is actually delicious.
Oh, that was Cane's. Okay.
But no, Nick, let me tell you something. Nick, let me tell you something. As the fucking resident queer here, please go try Chick-fil-A and you'll find out, all the bigoted stuff aside, it's not even that good.
They only
it's
have like
really
a couple
not.
Items on the menu, right?
Yeah. It's the fry. Okay, the waffle fries are good. But everything
that's
else.
That's the only thing that they have.
Yeah, how do you mess up waffle fries anyway?
I don't know.
Big deal. I can make a waffle fry.
I can make a waffle fry. yeah, no, dude. Anyway, I would say like Popeyes, Chipotle.
Yeah, I would say Popeyes as well. I love Popeyes.
Yeah, dude, like, Popeyes.
Ugh. I haven't eaten. But here's the thing.
I've never had like a bunch of the ones in the South, like Church's or Jollibee's.
Church's
I've never
is
had
okay.
What about Whataburger? That's a thing, right?
Yeah, Whataburger. I've never had it,
that's
though.
That's a Texas.
Well,
South
Whataburger,
thing.
I think Whataburger is West Coast.
What's
In-N-Out, In-N-Out.
Yeah, In-N-Out is over there, too.
I'll give her the old In-N-Out, you know what I mean?
Give her the O face. Oh. We all have somebody like that at work who's like a big perv.
Yeah, like the Todd from Scrubs or something. Yeah.
And they always get away with it because like they do it in a way that's like subtle but not subtle, but like they're not going to get called out. And it's really fucking funny. I knew a guy like that.
Dude, Trent. Trent was like,
oh yeah, no, I mean, I'm talking recently. Somebody I
oh recently at work, with. Yeah.
Not to call anyway, yeah,
yeah. Anyway,
not that anybody even knows where I work, so it's fine.
So, Danny, you're saying Popeyes, or what else are you saying?
Popeyes.
Not In-N-Out. Lol.
I mean, I've never tried In-N-Out before, so I don't know.
Goodbye, California fans.
I've heard it's not that.
Shake
high,
Shack is pretty good.
Oh yeah, they have shakes.
There's no Shake Shack down here. There's steak. There's like Steak and Shake down here.
Oh, I love Steak and Shake so much.
I've never
Culver's. Tried that.
Culver's is all right. Penguin Z did a what's that guy's name? I always pronounce it wrong.
Pro you know
the
guy with
the long. No, Penguins.
Oh.
The guy with the long hair on YouTube. He did like a baby formula tier list, and like a French fries tier list. Like he does a bunch of tier lists, and he did a French fries tier list, and
what
they like.
The fuck?
But he did a bottled water tier list. Fucking hilarious.
Bottled water.
Like Dasani and Aquafina were just like shit tier. And
oh, dude, I heard Dasani is like under some flack right now.
They were gurgling the water, and it was so funny.
Because somebody left like a 6-pack of Dasani that they got in their car, and it was like negative 20-something. And they went to go get it the next morning, and it didn't freeze.
What?
Yeah.
That's like some McDonald's shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's like some fucking...
That's not water.
Ass. Anyway, we spend a lot of time on that. Thank you, Roman.
Anyway, I think we can all agree. Fuck Nestle. Am I right? Anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Waifu and his bando. Waifu is Kumiko.
Please sponsor us, Nestle.
Waifu is Kumiko from Hibiki Euphonium. And his bando is Reina from Hibiki Euphonium.
She is the husbando, too. She is the dominant one. Dude, with that nose boop. You know the scene. That's one of the best Yuri anime there is. Straight up. The first season. The second season has a little bit of it. But yeah.
Dude, that being said, let's get into the main topic, shall we? We're going to go in NSD order, which doesn't sound as good as NDS.
NISD.
NASD. Nasty. Nasty.
Let's just
sloppy,
type in NSD into Google.
Nasty sloppy dick.
What stock is NSD? I don't know.
Look it up.
It's like a home delivery shipping bullshit. I don't fucking know.
Nasty sloppy jalopy. Anyway, Nick, you go first with your first original soundtrack highlight. What do you got?
You want some sloppy joes? I made him extra sloppy.
I know you kids like him extra sloppy.
All right.
Lady is scaring us.
Sam, cue the music. Deja vu, I've just been in this place before. Higher on the street, and I know it's my time to go. Going you, and the search is a mystery. Standing on my feet, it's so hard when I try to be me. Okay, I'm gonna bob my head to it. I hope I'm in tune to it. Okay, here we go. Initial D. This is my first one. Running in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? And we're probably playing a totally different song right now, but that's fine. look, Initial D. This was from 1998 to 2014. Thereabouts. And I've only seen the first like three or four seasons, I think. Well, the first three seasons plus like a movie. And one of the OVAs has some boobs in it, by the way. Just shouting that out.
Just throwing it out there.
Initial D, soundtrack. We're doing soundtracks, right? Just soundtrack. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna briefly mention the OP and ED, but those are like they're part of the soundtrack, but they're like we got other episodes for those too.
Right.
But look, this is by the producers Avex Tracks. I believe they are a like a Japanese label, and like they basically produce like super Eurobeat compilation albums, and so yeah, they kind of combined all of that into this show. And Eurobeat is like, it's basically, they describe it really well on this page too. Let's see if I can find it. Oh God. I'm scrolling all the way down. Okay. Well, Sam, how would you describe Eurobeat since I can't find what I was looking for? Oh, here we go. Super Eurobeat.
Eurobeat. I mean, it derives from Europop, and basically there was like this, like huge blow up of house music in the
oh yeah,
because
everything started with house was like, or like techno, house and techno were like 70s, 80s, early 90s, and then trance started showing up, and then everything like branched off from there.
Yeah,
kind of. And there's lots of subgenres and stuff.
Basically Europop became,
oh, it's Italian Euro disco dance pop.
Yes, which eventually became just known as Europop. So like,
yeah,
and then that got really famous in the 90s here in America. You know, Eiffel 65.
You could say that it was
ATC.
Running in the 90s.
Got him. Eiffel 65, ATC. You know, bands like that. And then you know, Initial D. Like, I'm not sure what it was like for their video games and anime. I'm not sure why they decided to go with that kind of music. But it just works, and you kind of feel like it works so well that you kind of feel like any other anime or franchise that tries to use Europop or Eurobeat for their soundtrack, it's like a rip. It's like they're ripping off.
Yeah,
Initial D
like typecast. It's like typecast. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like the Initial D already perfected it. It started it and perfected it.
They just did
because
it so
like
well.
You
yeah.
can't do it any better because it's a racing show. You know, it's car racing. That's what it is. You ever heard of Fast and the Furious? That was inspired by Initial D, basically. And I think Initial D is inspired by some other stuff, too. But, like, well, everything's inspired by something else, you know, on the shoulders of giants. But, like...
True.
Yeah, dude. The Eurobeat, every time they play it when they're racing down the hills and the tracks, it's, like, different songs. There's a ton of songs. They actually have, like, a lot of soundtrack to this, too. And it's not just the Eurobeat. They also have, like, a bunch of others. The artist Move, M-O-V-E. Does a bunch of songs for them. They do kind of like the Quieter Moments. They do some of the OPs and EDs.
Right. Because like there's the video game has all just like the crazy stuff, right? And so when the anime was coming out, they obviously made songs for other parts of the
And there's
other,
a lot of like
moods.
You know, more chill parts when they're, you know, doing the character stuff. But yeah, I mean Initial D is a pretty basic show. It's racing, you got a little bit of a budding romance, you got competition between the factions and teams and all that, and each character, and you know, it's just like really good, and it's like a wacky
speed
show.
Stars.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Eurobeat, like it just really like emphasizes the racing and like the excitement of it. You have the commentary going as it's happening. You got the, you know, the sounds of the cars and the vehicles and the screeching on the road and, you know, the engines and everything, and it's just fucking awesome, dude. Like, it doesn't get much better than that. So it's hype as fuck. I'm gonna start us out hype, okay?
Honestly, as somebody who's seen the show and has played the game, I get just as hype drifting around Mount Akina as I do watching like the characters in the show doing it. Even if it's a different song at the time, it's just like I feel like I'm in the passenger seat. The way they do it, the way they fit it in there is so good. Just a car whipping around a sharp turn, and then
you got to keep your glass of water from spilling too.
The little cup.
Is that even possible? It probably is.
Maybe. It is if you're, you know.
If you're the drift king.
If you're that skilled.
Do you do the thing where you tape your hands to the steering wheel? It's like suicide.
Apparently, like, in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, which was inspired by Initial D, the actual, like, there's a real-life drift king of Tokyo, and he was in the movie.
Oh yeah, Trash Chase podcast did a whole episode on like drifting, or they had a guest who was in that scene, or in like the car racing drifting scene in Japan. They actually have like a pretty strong scene there. It's huge, I would say. I mean, Japan is not as big as like the USA, but yeah, they got some fanatics over there. It's like super expensive though, and he was saying it's like if you want to drift in real life, you're going to be dropping like 30 grand minimum per year.
Well, then you're replacing your wheels every
Yeah. It's like parts. It's car parts and like maintenance on your car. And God forbid if you get in any kind of crash or anything, it's like that just shoots the price way up. So it's like,
yeah.
But he was like, yeah, even if you only go out like every like once a month or every other month, it's still like 30 grand. It'll add up like super fast. So yeah, like they put their whole life into their car pretty much.
Which like is like a big part of Initial D. It's like the whole putting your life in your car is like huge in the show too. So I mean, like, I don't know, man. The music though is like, anytime someone, it's a meme at this point. Like anytime someone mentions like cars or anything,
the some of the big tracks have like 100 million views on YouTube.
Yeah, dude,
it's so fucking crazy. So I think I win on that front. I win popularity contest.
I'm honestly surprised. I'm honestly surprised none of us picked this the last time.
I know. Like, what did we pick last time? I guess they have to listen to it.
Yeah, I remember mine, but I don't remember all of your guys's. But
I'll look it up.
I know you picked. I know you picked Dragon Ball Z, Nick.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I picked
the Bruce
Arya. I picked Arya, Kaiji, and the Bruce Falconer English Dragon Ball Z. And then I don't remember whatever. I have the list here. Let me get it.
Bruce Falconer is so good.
Dude, so much better. Like, if you don't watch Dragon Ball Z in English, like, you're fucking doing it wrong.
I love watching the Bruce Falconer edits on Dragon Ball Super episodes on YouTube. So cool.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's so awesome.
Oh, they do that?
Yeah, like, you know, someone will, like you could go to Segoy Media, by the way, and download, you know, download a Dragon Ball Super track and then just edit the...
Oh, yeah, you could, yeah.
Yeah, right. There are people who do, like, fan edits. I should have said that, fan edits of it. But, like, yeah, anyway.
Yeah. And, Sam, your list was Fooly Cooly, My Hero Academia, and Dot Hex Sign, and then Danny picked Escaflowne, Oh My Goddess, and what was the third one?
Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, Cowboy Bebop, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great one.
I mean,
one.
There's so many good OSTs. Like, we're going to have an endless supply, pretty much, so.
Yeah.
We're basically just picking randomly.
I'm picking,
just throwing some shout outs.
So I'll go next, and I'm picking.
I tried to mix mine up a little bit, so it's not the same exact genre, but
I'm kind of picking ones based on like my recent playlists. So, and plus this gives me another excuse to talk about Nadesco, which is my first one. And, like,
it's an excuse. Everybody take
Shocker.
A shot.
Everyone
take a shot.
Shocker.
Everyone take a shot.
Danny, you shouldn't be talking. I see your list.
What?
It's just your favorite shows again.
So?
Danny's like, and what about it?
And what about it?
Does the Ariana Grande turn?
Yeah, and what about it? No, but, like, honestly, and the reason why is because this is somewhat dated a little bit, but that's like one of the reasons I like it, because like it's one of those things where it's like a lot of people feel like that when you're talking about a soundtrack to a movie or a show that it has to be orchestrated by an orchestra or something like that, and that's just not the case anymore. I mean, people are making whole ass other songs for their soundtracks now, but this anime came out in a time where that was like a little bit more common, plus it just kind of fit. There was extra percussion in this composition to you know, kind of have that war beat, that war drum sound, because the whole anime takes place during a time of war. So, but the it's by Takayuki Hattori, and he has done things for a lot of like kaiju stuff, movies. He's did the Slayers stuff. He did all the music for the Fourth Arc, the Lad Game, and Battle Athletes.
A lot of Godzilla stuff. A
lot of Godzilla stuff. And he's won,
which,
like...
I mean, makes sense.
He's won 3 Japanese Academy Prizes for Outstanding Achievement in Music and Best Conductor, I think, for one of them. Anyway, the soundtrack to Martian Successor Nadesco is like... They have perfectly crafted a song for every situation, very much in the same way like that I think that Dot Hack has, and that was one of the ones I talked about last time, Dot Hack Sign. And they're able to still use like the same orchestra throughout the, like, you know, most of the soundtrack, but also they'll emphasize a certain instrument or a certain section of the orchestra depending on the situation. So my favorite track is Nadesco Hashinsu, and like they emphasize the trumpets and the strings in that track, because that track happens to come up when there's like a serious battle happening or a serious battle about to begin. And it's just like really cool because
that one sounds like,
the
OP a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a reprise of the OP.
Okay. I thought it sounded familiar.
Yeah, it's a reprise of the OP and it's really cool. And it just like I just love it. It's really cool. And then like the upbeat set parts of it, like during the cute moments of the show, are really adorable. Like you listen to it and you kind of like you're like, "Oh." Like, you know. And I just really love this soundtrack. I think it's really great.
What do you think of the track "Don't Fear the Reaper"? They added a lot of cowbell to that one. They really emphasize the cowbell on that one.
I honestly look, Nick. I think you're speaking out of your ass right now, because I don't think they added enough. Okay, yeah. It needed more.
Oh, you have me in the first half, dude. Classic skit.
Classic skit, dude. Yeah, no, but I really like it. And unfortunately, there is, I linked the YouTube, and we'll put the YouTube links to these playlists in the description so you guys can click on them. But the one I have, like, they didn't timestamp it. So, like, I'll put the timestamp of it in there, or you heard it just now.
Somebody in the YouTube comments might have done it, actually. Sometimes they do that.
I looked, and they didn't. So there's some. But like I had to listen, I was listening to the whole thing anyway, so it was fine. But like I'll make sure that I put it in there. But I love it. This is the perfect kind of like 90s orchestra soundtrack that you're used to hearing like in Gundam shows and things like that. Except I think this is just done a little better. So yeah, I really like it. So that's
this is more of a comedy show than anything, right?
There is a lot of comedy in it for something that is like supposed to be a big robot anime taking place during war. But yeah, there's a ton of comedy in it. Yeah. Which
thanks to the main character.
Because the comedic parts of the soundtrack are like, they're perfect.
It's the romance.
Like, romance. Anyway, Danny.
Speaking of romance.
It's every Danny show. I'm just kidding.
Not true.
Yeah, not Baki. Actually, Baki has a little bit.
Very little.
Yeah, very little.
Like,
it barely counts. The romance is like their fists.
At least they get approval from Baki's dad to have.
Yeah, that was a very awkward scene. Anyway, sidebar.
If you guys want to hear our review on that, Nick and Danny did a great review on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just,
yeah.
Just type in Baki.
Wait, Sam, have you seen Baki?
No, not yet.
What's wrong with you?
It's on Netflix. Just put it on, dude.
I got things to do.
Dude.
Look, unless it's Breath of the Wild, I don't accept an excuse.
Get out of here. All right, Danny, go ahead.
Anyway. Well, my first pick isn't from the 90s.
Yeah, we picked 90s shit. Yours is almost from the 90s.
Kind of. Not really.
No, maybe not.
I mean, no, not really. None of my picks right like for this round aren't even from the 90s. So
yeah, 2006. That's pretty far away. Never
yeah,
mind.
So I picked Oron as my first pick.
Oron High School Host Club.
Oron, yeah. Okay, thanks, Nick.
Not everybody knows the full title.
Okay, do you want to explain my pick?
It's a reverse harem. There's flowers and romance, and it's funny, and Studio Bones did it.
Thanks.
There you go. I think the, Vic Lasagna did the one of the main guys.
Thanks. Are you done now? Are you done interrupting?
I think I've watched 10 episodes. So for some reason, I put it on hold after 10 episodes, and I like it too. All right.
Well, maybe you should finish it. But anyway, yeah. So I picked Oran High School Host Club's OST. It's just super fancy, and like, you can just totally tell just by almost all every single track there is when you listen to it. It's just you can definitely tell that like it's super high maintenance, rich kind of you know, opera orchestra kind of themed. And it definitely goes well with everything that goes on in the show. Sam, can you help me out with the composer's name?
The composer's name for
that
is
Yoshihisa Hirano.
Oh, Nick, got it.
Hey.
God, that's hard to say.
Yoshihisa.
Try saying that five times fast.
Hirano.
That's a lot of he-he's.
He-he-he.
And we say it the English way, where they say we say their first name first, because I know in Japanese they reverse it. They say like Hirano. Yeah, they'll do it backwards. But.
Yeah, Shoshana Shoshana Hirano.
Or maybe we're doing it backwards. In any case,
look, you're saying Makoto Shinkai wrong, dude. Okay, it's actually Makoto.
Shinkai
Machado.
Makoto. It's actually Miyazaki Hayao.
It's Machado.
That sounds so weird
Machado
in English.
Bobata.
Like, if you're speaking Japanese, that's fine. But if you're speaking English, call it anime. It's not anime. It's anime. Okay.
Haya.
You gotta
Mayachaga.
Say it good.
Or as Ethan from the Weebology podcast says, manga, he calls it manga.
I call it mango chutney. Anyway, can you
I call it manga.
Manga. Just continue
actually,
with the
maybe
fucking...
I do say manga.
This, we're
it's weird how
so
I say manga, but
so
not
far.
Anime.
Filibusters, anime. Filibusters.
Oh, they're going to get rid of the filibuster, I heard. Danny, that's your downfall.
Oh, no. Anyway,
me and
Sam
are
going
to pass all of our anime summit legislation.
We have to get back to the topic.
We're
going to
ram it through
the
Senate or something. I don't understand any of that shit.
You're ruining my turn, Nick.
I am the Senate.
Anyway, so
wow, we just went on a huge tangent. That was horrible.
Yes, we did. Anyway, Yoshihisa Hirano composed the music for the series. But he did like a lot of works. Like he did Death Note, he did Hunter x Hunter, the 2011 series.
I almost picked one of those.
The most recent works he has done is Eden Zero from this season out right now. So yeah, I actually used to listen to this sound, like this whole track, like this whole OST when I was young too, like when YouTube was super early in its prime. And one of my, at least like I have a couple of favorite tracks, but one of them that I personally always try to look up is Tamaki playing the piano. The track is called Nocturne Poor Tamaki, and pretty much that particular scene is definitely like way later into the series, and apparently like he's promised to go see his mom and everything like that, and he's actually not allowed to participate in any club activities, so. And he's ordered to like play the piano for his betrothed and everything. And just by hearing the music, you can definitely tell that Tamaki is just pretty depressed and pretty sad just on how the music is being played. And I just love piano. It sounds so beautiful. And it's very chill and mellow and everything like that as well. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, I always I would always listen to this track, especially if I wanted to like go to sleep or something like that. And another one that I actually really liked is Powerful Motor Rhapsody. When Rinri would come up and like everything would just be so melodramatic and everything like that. So
yeah, I like the character pieces. Like when a character mm-hmm. walks on screen, it plays their theme song.
Yeah, yeah.
They do that a lot with Auron. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, Auron actually did an orchestrated version of their OP as well, Sakura Kiss. And that sounds really awesome, too. That one is super chill and mellow. So, yeah. I enjoyed picking this one as my first pick.
All right, Nick, back to you.
All right, so we are jumping exactly to the same spot in time, actually. I didn't really space mine out. Berserk, 1997. This is the soundtrack by Susumu Hirasawa. He did most of it. Obviously, they always have help, but he is also known for Paranoia Agent, Paprika, Millennium Actress. And he's also he's also in like a band, or he was like in the late 70s, early 80s, called P Model. I'm just learning about this, so I might check that out actually. P Model. And then, so then basically his sound in Berserk, it's kind of like, it's like electronic folk almost. It's really strange. I have a hard time pinning it down. It's like instrumental, progressive, folk. It's kind of electronic rock. It's weird. But yeah, you'll know it when you hear it. It's Satoshi Kon, has a couple of the films have that, like I mentioned. And, yeah, so like Berserk, the original Berserk by Studio, I think it's OLM. They also did Pokemon. We mentioned that a while back, like last episode. the show has like a really, really recognizable soundtrack. It uses the music really well when it does use it. I don't think it uses the music enough. So it's hard to say if this is like my favorite soundtrack just because like the way they use it isn't as much as I would want. Although, you know, you want it silent sometimes, but... You know what I'm saying. You guys have seen Berserk, right, Sam? You've seen the old one, right?
Yep.
And I'm not talking about the new one. I'm talking about the one from the 90s. The new Berserk on Netflix. And there's also the movies. Those are different. I think Hirasawa actually helped on the OP for the new one. I could be mistaken on that. But the old Berserk, like one of the best soundtracks in anime, I would say. A couple of my favorite tracks are Guts, which is like they're all kind of very contemplative, or not all of them, a couple of them are very contemplative. You got Guts and you got Earth. Those are two different tracks, and they're very like serene. And you have like some dude on YouTube was like the fucking hero. He actually like pinpointed moments when certain soundtracks were played. I'm like, dude, fucking awesome. I think it was on Earth, and it's like, oh, this is the scene where Griffith is looking away, and I'm like, dude, fucking legend. But so like always look at the YouTube comments. People will often tag, if you click on a soundtrack, they'll tag it.
Berserk has those songs where you listen to it and you immediately think of like,
dude, you're sucked into it too.
Yeah, you immediately think of the scene that it stuck out to you the most. And
it doesn't even have to go with the anime too. It works both ways, which is crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely it does. Yeah. It's great. But,
yeah, this is like the type of thing where it's like, oh yeah, the commenter who said that is, his name is Tommy Wiseau. I don't think that's the real guy, but that's just funny.
No,
but,
Tommy Wiseau is the guy who directed The Room.
Yeah, it's probably not the actual guy, but like this is the type of thing that like all of our picks, I guess, the music elevates the show beyond what it would have been with just a run of the mill soundtrack.
Yeah.
And especially Berserk. Berserk has like some of the most like infamous manga art in terms of like how difficult it would be to adapt. So even back then, like they were limited with their animation, you know, budget as far as like the amount of time they had to do it. So the music really adds a lot to every scene. You know, they're not able to animate everything perfectly, but the music kind of fills in that gap, I would say. And you can listen to it while you're reading the manga. There you go. But yeah, dude, Berserk, Susumu Hirasawa, GOAT, one of the GOATs. There you go. I mean, it also has the meme OP and ED, the pen pals Tell Me Why.
Tell Me Why.
Which is funny.
Tell Me Why.
And also, Tell Me Why is the name of an episode in my third pick, which I'll get to later.
Now. People don't understand. Okay, here's a
put
Nick,
your
here's
glasses
what people don't
on.
Understand. Nick, here's what people don't understand, okay? Whether they've been listening to our podcast for 5 years, 1 year, 2 days, I don't think anyone will understand that that is the greatest OP of all time.
It is really good, actually. Like,
of
it's
all
a
time!
Meme. It's a meme, but it's good. Dude, you remember when I posted the 4chan version of that where they reanimated it?
And Danny was like, I'm not watching this. This is stupid.
She's like, okay, this is funny.
And then she watches
the last,
like,
the last frame is just Guts with his pants pulled down.
Yeah, his pants are
his butt cheeks. With the animated like SpongeBob in there and shit. It was the way they did it was so funny.
Oh man. Anyway.
Yeah, dude. Berserk, yeah. Let's go.
Great, great, great. My second pick is Sword Art Online Volume 1 by Yuki Kajira.
Oh, here we go. This is a hero pick right here.
Because
thank you.
Last time I also picked a Yuki Kajira one, which is Dot Hack Sign.
Dude, if we don't pick Yuki Kajira, something's wrong with us.
Yeah, and like, honestly, like, Sword Art is, like, whatever to a lot of people. That's fine. I happen to enjoy it. But beside the point, like, Yuki Kajira was perfect for this, okay? She had done Dot Hack and some other fantasy ones, and just she just nails this. And this set the tone for compositions that she would later continue to make for the rest of the arcs that came after. So, and you know, obviously the OP is very famous. It's by Lisa, and we all love that. But like, just like my favorite track, which I believe is probably everyone's favorite track, is Swordland, and it usually comes up when one of the heroes is about to do some shit to like overcome the big boss or they're about to rise to the occasion or something. And
yeah, this one's epic.
It's just super catchy. It's really epic. It's meant to sound epic. It's meant to sound like a knight showing up, the cavalry showing up. There's times where the cavalry does show up and the song plays, and it's like, oh my god, you're all here. And it's like, yeah, power of friendship, fuck you, right? And like, it's just badass.
Power and of Klein.
Of course, you have a lot of the slow jams that are really good. I forgot the name of it already. I should have wrote it down, and I didn't because I'm a dummy. But like, the song, there's a piano song that plays when Kirito and Asuna are getting down and doing the do in the cabin or whatever.
Is it called Asuna?
It might just be her name straight up. I don't remember. But like, I happen to love, I mean, we all love Yuki Kajira. We all talk about her, right? But like, she was already like set up to make something amazing for something that is like a cyber fantasy or a virtual fantasy thing. I mean, she did Dot Hack Sign so well, and that was one of my picks last time. And she did that with Emily Bindiger, which was amazing. And, I mean, this time none of the songs have, like, vocals, except I think they have chorus vocals, which I think was just a Japanese chorus that did it. But later, in, like, later arcs, so, like, in newer ones, you hear remixes of Swordland, adding industrial sounds and techno sounds to it, because obviously like this is a very like sci-fi anime, right? Like they're going into they're logging in the internet and going into
the isekai
virtual world. Yeah. And it's just Yuki Kajira just nails it. She just nails it every time. This is one of those again, like my last pick, and like Berserk as well, where there's just a song for every moment, every occasion, and it just works out. And it just, like, you can hear, when you hear certain songs of the soundtrack, you can immediately think of a moment where you heard the soundtrack, where you heard the song, or heard, like, and you're like, oh man, this song played when Asuna came in and, like, stabbed that motherfucker, like, 15 times.
Yeah. Dude, they gotta pay these musicians more. Like, seriously.
Honestly.
Imagine if Sword Art Online just had like, a nothing soundtrack. It would be, like, less than half of what it is, probably.
Honestly.
Because, like, the show is really flawed. Let's be honest. But so what?
Right.
It has a cool soundtrack. That's all I care about. I just want to see something.
It kind of makes up for some of the ass pulling, you know. It's,
yeah,
just
music,
like,
is crazy like that.
Yeah, and
dude,
so, I mean,
love the song from Alicization, "Find Your Sword," with Alice.
Oh, okay.
This one's fucking epic. But yeah, I know you're talking about mostly the first season, but yeah, dude, ton of good stuff.
But ton of good stuff, yeah, and obviously she composes more for the later seasons. But, like, you have to understand too, like, it just, like, they pick these people for a reason, okay? Like, she even like later on she did stuff for the Demon Slayer movie in conjunction, like, working with Lisa to do some of this stuff. And so, like, obviously they have a great relationship and they can just make this epic music together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
epic. That's like a really good way to describe it.
Yes. Yes. And
Berserk
also,
is epic too.
She also did. I agree with that. I agree with that statement. She also did Madoka Magica.
Mm-hmm.
Madoka
Magica. Yeah, that.
That's Madoka Magica for everybody else.
She did.
Yeah,
Erased.
Madoka Magica.
She
yeah,
did
Erased
as well.
Dude, she is probably my favorite composer. Just like
she
off
really
the top
is.
Of my head.
She really is.
Because she's done so many good things, and it's not like a couple other. Well, the one my number three is really good too, but they're all their shit sounds the same. So, anyway,
go listen to Sora Online soundtrack. You could probably listen to like any of them. I mean, she's done all of them, so and all the Dot Hacks pretty much as well. So, really great. Yuki Kadra, we love Yuki Kadra. So, Danny, second pick.
My second pick is kind of like, I don't know, a curveball. That's what it is. So I picked Parasite the Maximum.
This is a Sam pick right here. I thought Sam picked
yeah.
this one.
Yeah. This is something Sam probably would pick.
I would have. Yeah.
This is a hype OST. Like, this is a hype original soundtrack. Like, you can fucking work out to everything that is Parasite. Literally almost all of them.
Oh yeah.
Ken Arai, who is actually a DJ, which I didn't know about. He didn't really do a whole lot of composition. Only thing that I would say that is most notable would be Pengu in the City. So the rest, like, he did like this one show, Starmu, which is kind of a little mediocre. I never watched it, so I don't know what it's about. But yeah, no, this whole thing. I mean, and I actually I want to say like 6 months ago I watched Parasite for the first time. So, and I definitely wanted to.
Oh wait, so you didn't put this in your decade list then?
No. This
would you say that it might it have made it? Maybe.
Yeah. Not. Honestly, it probably would have made it because I actually really enjoyed Parasite a lot more than I expected to. Yeah, I liked Miggy's character a lot, and like how he kind of was neither like a good guy nor a bad guy. He was just like, I don't really give a shit, you know.
He was just trying to survive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So.
And then he thought, well, because you got me stuck in your fucking hand, we have to work together to survive. So I have to somewhat care about you too, you know? And
right.
That's just kind of like his thing.
Yeah, because it's like, if you die, then I die, so.
Yeah, and later that relationship grows, but like, yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I need to watch Midori Days. That's the prequel to Parasite, by the way.
No, it's not. Shut up, dude.
I actually do wanna read Parasite as well. It's... The art for it is super, I want to say, like, super 80s, right?
It is super 80s, yeah.
The original material was from then.
Yeah.
And they just,
yeah.
They adapted it for a modern time. Like, they gave them
cell phones
and shit.
It's just not pretty. Yeah. It's not pretty. And I kind of, I'm kind of intrigued by that. So,
yeah, a lot of
80s,
yeah.
I want to listen to this like soundtrack while I'm reading it. So I feel like it would be super hype to listen and read it all at the same time. But honestly, out of all of the tracks on this, of all the compositions here, I Am is definitely a favorite of mine. That one is just like super hype, but also
that one's surprisingly good actually. That's kind of a weird one.
It's super, yeah, like all of them are really weird. The all of the ones that I picked out, like I Am, Hypnotic, Luna
Kill
is
the
actually
Puppets is one of my favorites.
That title, first of all, that title.
Yeah,
Luna.
Kill the Puppets.
Luna.
Which is like really cool, because also the fact that like the parasite species uses humans as their puppets to like walk around and do stuff and
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. When I was looking through the titles on YouTube and stuff, and I saw that, I was just like, ooh. I want to skip to it, but I still want to at least listen to everything on this track before I actually make my final decision. And then when I finally listened to Kill the Puppets, I was just like, this is going on my list. So
yeah,
oh, that's
great.
The title of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the song is called Kill
oh,
the
dubstep.
Puppets.
Oh, dubstep. That's what I'm thinking of. Dubstep. Sounds
yeah,
it's
like. Very
yeah,
dubstep-y.
This is very, it's very
EDM.
EDM, yeah, EDM, house music, kind of. More like EDM over a house, but Luna.
Yeah, isn't house is where they just repeat. House is kind of boring, basically.
House
just
is
like,
a, yeah, I mean.
It's EDM like trance, but it's fucking boring. They just repeat
the
same shit
EDM
for like 10
minutes. EDM
is kind
of like minutes. the overall
but,
thing.
But with Luna in particular, how it begins, it starts out super creepy, kind of like. Music box music, and then it goes into like it kind of like highlights, and then it goes into a beat like more like of a hip-hop beat.
Mm.
And
that's what I'm
saying. I'm definitely not, I mean, you can definitely tell that it's like this song played like during like a big like moment, maybe like a bad guy came into the picture or something like that, or like a big reveal. So but and this is also kind of super important, because I'm not that big on hip hop. Like, I'm more of a folk rock emo heavy metal kind of chick,
grunge.
And when something as like with hip hop attracts me, that's definitely saying something on my part for sure. So and this one, and Luna in particular, it is a definite highlight, and I could probably listen to it all day. So, it also has like strings going on in the middle of the track and everything. Ken just definitely utilizes a lot of material, and he's not afraid to put in some strings in with some hip hop and everything.
That's what I was going to say next, was this is one of those records where the range is really wide, and it's almost like if Ken Arai was kind of like, what is something that you put in like a horror gothic movie or a sci-fi gothic like show? Yeah. And the things, the genres that you would pick out would probably be like something trancy, house, strings,
music box, creepy dollhouse
music box shit.
It actually kind of sounds like, it sounds like particles like moving around.
Industrial, like, you know. Like,
take over and, your jeans.
And that's what's really great is that like Danny's favorite, Luna, it starts with a music box thing and then it goes into like this. It has a hip hop beat to it, but it has trance and house beats on top of it. And like Kill the Puppets is like an orchestrated string kind of thing at first as well, but like then it's just like really wide range. It's really cool.
Yeah, let me throw this word at you. Mitosis.
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 That's all I had.
But I mean, Ken, he's no slut, like he's no sump. Sump.
he pumps out the water from your basement.
he ain't not no chump.
Yeah, chump. Thank you.
Or to you think about Boston. It, sump pumps are the simps of your house.
He has.
That's true.
Like his music, Ken's music. He has about like 13 original albums and 22 EPs. So, and I'm probably gonna go on Spotify and look up some of his music because, you know, I I'm not too big on EDM either or electro house, so something like
I love
this
that shit
will definitely
Grease,
you know,
2000,
get me to at
baby
least listen to it and stuff. So,
and I think in conjunction with like the OP by Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, like they're a rave core group, so like there's like their music is comprised of rave, house, metalcore, and like it has a mixture of auto-tune clean vocals and like death metal black metal vocals, which is really cool. So this is definitely something I would have picked. And I loved when Danny was watching it because I was like, fam, what episode are you on? And she was like you know, Shinichi's mom and whatever, and I was like, oh god,
you know. Honestly, I think I want to rewatch this again.
Yeah, Parasite has some pretty like startling moments in it. Like a character walks into a house and there's like a fucking parasite there as a human. And it's like, oh shit,
dude. And then like I was literally so sad. I was
don't
so
spoil,
sad
don't
when
spoil.
Shinichi's mom. Went, well, like
okay, well,
when well with what happens with Shinichi's mom, like I was just genuinely really really sad.
Okay,
about
well, that's
that.
Basically
like,
spoiling,
no.
But that's fine.
it's been out for a while.
Yeah, it's like 7 years old, 6 years old.
Y'all bitches get on it, because you should.
It's 6 years old, get a job.
I want to rewatch this again. I really liked this one.
Yeah, dude, really good. Yeah. Nick, third pick, let's go.
Shut. All right, here we go. Speaking of all the shit that sounds exactly the same, here we go.
Don't lose your way.
Hiroyuki, don't lose your way. Hiroyuki Sawano, this is Kill la Kill. I'm picking this Kill la Kill soundtrack. Hiroyuki Although you could pick any of his soundtracks, and they sound very similar.
Yeah, but he's still goated, though.
He's still fucking awesome, dude. Yeah. I love Hiroyuki Sawano. There's always the drop. It's got the famous drop. Like, you know, you get partway through the song, then it's like, you know, it does the thing. He single-handedly made Eld Noah Zero a passable show. I'm pretty sure that was Hiroyuki Sawano. But yes, anyway, Kill la Kill, we're talking about. This is, look, for the three people out there who haven't seen Kill la Kill, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay? Go watch it. It was on our decade list. Spoilers, it was somewhere on there. And
Nick,
look,
you gotta put more Boston into that you're welcome.
I don't even know how do they say
you're welcome.
You're welcome. I always end up sounding like Italian or something. but yeah, dude. Okay, Kill la Kill 2013, Hiroyuki Sawano. Look, this soundtrack is really funny cuz like it's basically like Kill la Kill likes to repeat a lot of its songs. but they're so good that you don't care. It almost becomes like they kind of train you to like cheer for the song. Yeah, because like Don't Lose Your Way, it plays like almost every episode. It's like maybe every other episode. But it's so good. It's such a good song. It's so catchy. It really fits the themes of the show where it's like, look, Ryuko is trying to, and Satsuki and all the other characters are trying to like get over their fear of being naked, and it's like clothing and humanity, convoluted triggered plot, and it's cool. Okay, it's like Gurren Lagann but with magical girls kind of. Look, it's great. What else I got to say about Hiroyuki Sawano? Look, my favorite tracks, Blumenkrantz. That's the Ragyo.
Dude.
That's Sasuke's mom. That's her character music. And then you have Don't Lose Your Way. There's a bunch of other ones. Like the Elite Four character music is really cool. I like all those. But yeah, I mean you can't go wrong. Hype as shit.
Even though like some of it repeats often, you almost just don't care. I don't know. It's just kind of like it just works for the show. I feel like, I don't know. Maybe I'm giving it too much praise, but I just fucking love it. I don't know.
No, there's no such thing as too much praise, dude. It's Kill la Kill.
It's Kill la Kill, dude.
Go watch
Also, Hiroyuki Sawano, he now does, like, he's done openings, straight-up openings now, which is
awesome. Oh, tons of them, yeah. With Recreators, I think he did that one.
Yep, under the name Sawano Hiroyuki NZK, which is super cool.
Which is, yeah, and it's great. He also did Gundam Unicorn, the new Legend of Galactic Heroes reboot, and a whole bunch of other stuff. What else?
He did the music in Promare.
Promare, yeah. He worked with Trigger a bunch.
Yeah.
And it works. Here we go. Yeah, Eldno Zero, we mentioned that. Cabinary of the Iron Fortress. Oh, the ending theme. I love the ending theme on that one. I almost picked that for our ED episode. So good, dude. Everybody should check that out. Attack on Titan, he did ending themes for that as well.
He did.
And I think he also worked on the puppet show, Thunderbolt Fantasy. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. Everybody, go watch Thunderbolt Fantasy. It's better than like 99% of anime, and it's puppets. It's fucking amazing. You got Gennaro Bucci as the writer, and you got Hiroyuki Sawano as the composer.
Look,
so
Nick,
it's like,
I don't
what
think-
do you need? What else do you need?
I don't think people understand, Nick, and it doesn't matter if you've been a listener to this podcast 5 years, 1 year, or whatever. I'm, like, repeating what I said last time. That's for the joke. Anyway, I don't think people understand that Thunderbolt Fantasy is the greatest anime of all time.
It basically kind of is.
I will Kanye West really interrupt anime, your podcast saying that it is the greatest anime of all time.
If you're watching seasonal anime, like, drop the worst one and just pick up Thunderbolt Fantasy. I think It was on Crunchyroll at one point. I don't know if it still is, but yeah, check it out. But yeah, dude, Kill la Kill, though. Great soundtrack. Gets you hype. Fits the themes. It's sexy. It's also sexy because Kill la Kill is a sexy show, you know.
It is a sexy show.
But it's also like a sex-positive show. So you know, there you go.
DTR.
I guess. You got the male gaze and the female gaze.
Sparkly nipples.
What do you think of that?
Nipples.
What do you think of that, dude? Tell me what you think of that.
I just like how people are like, Kill la Kill is the male gaze and it's sexist. It's like, well, they got naked dudes.
No, it's
dudes
body
on,
positive.
They got dudes on there too. So it's like,
I'm
all
like,
right.
there's naked guys on there, and there some of them are scrawny, some of them are muscly.
Plus, like the whole point know? Is to like be comfortable with
in
something.
Your body. Yeah,
I don't know, kind of like that.
I think people don't understand. It's easy.
It's easy when you're a hot anime character. So there you go. Just
I mean,
pretend 2D. You are.
Anyway, yeah, great.
That's
soundtrack.
My goal physique, Ryuko Matoy.
do the same. Just kidding. Mine is actually Ragyo, super exaggerated hourglass.
Yeah, and like rainbow hair and just crazy.
Ragyo.
I need the underboob showing at all times. That's why I'm picking that.
Let me get some of that underboob.
What
know?
About side boob? You don't like side boob?
Side boob is it's a close second. Underboob is number one though. Might not expect that, but it is number one.
Yeah, thigh squish is better than side boob.
Thigh squish.
Yeah, that's apples and oranges, though. We're not comparing.
That's it. Apples. That's apples and thighs.
Yeah.
Wait, what's exactly. A fruit or a plant thighs. Or vegetable shaped like a thigh? An eggplant. That's apples and eggplants, dude. Okay.
No, because the eggplant is the penis. We all know that.
Oh, sorry.
It's a
Daikon radish.
Peach? Or daikon?
No, peach.
Yeah, the
butt.
Peach is like the butt, but that's close enough.
Okay, daikon radish. Dyes are daikon radishes, right?
Yes, 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 yeah.
Okay, daikon radish. Okay, yeah. Put me some of that in my body.
We got too much
anyway.
Food talk in this episode.
All right, we've been going on a lot of tangents, but that's okay because we're excited. That's all. It's just we're excited. Everyone shut up. Smokey, shut up. Thank you. Dude, okay, so this is kind of cheating. I cheated a little bit, so shut up.
Cheater.
But
it's fine. I got
we all
too.
Cheated.
Somewhat. Somewhere.
Dude, the Jujutsu Kaisen soundtrack by Yoshimasa Terui and Alyssa.
See, this is legit.
Hazama. So this soundtrack fully releases in April 21st. I'm hoping there's rumors going around that a couple of American vinyl companies are going to press it. And if that is the case,
that would be sick.
Yeah, if that is the case, I'm about to cop so hard.
Some. I know you're a fucking hoe when it comes to looking up sales and shit. You let me know.
I got you, dude.
Ho, let me know.
I got you. Because, so, in my vinyl collection, personally, I don't have any anime ones. I got one on the way that I pre-ordered. That's coming soon, hopefully. But,
dude,
anyway.
Get some,
dude. And also, Tiger Lab vinyl pressed Legend of the Overfiend, and I kind of want it. And what's the one? The Demon City? Shinjuku? No, Wicked City. They pressed Wicked City. And I really like
what?
That soundtrack. Yeah, I know. I'm going to buy it.
Nice.
Anyway.
I didn't pick a movie for this one. I didn't know if we were doing movies. I guess
I know. I didn't think
those
so either. I tried not to, but like we should have. I should have did Wicked City because I love.
They're allowed. From now on, we'll allow them for soundtracks because it's still a soundtrack.
I'll
right?
allow it.
It's still a soundtrack.
Yeah.
We picked Fooly Cooly. That's basically a movie.
Last, I think when the first time we did this, I at least one of my songs was from a movie, and that was from Escaflowne.
Oh, true. They used some of the same music or recomposed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, you cleared out your sinuses too.
Yeah, dude.
Because you used some Flone on it.
Because Zoom
Flone. Okay, go ahead, Sam.
dude, the Jujutsu Kaisen soundtrack. Also, it's in
Goat
my recent
ED.
Playlist because, yeah, dude, because I also recently caught up with I was behind like 7 episodes and I just whipped through them the other day. And we got to see, and this is not really spoilers because you won't know what I'm talking about until you see it, so it doesn't matter. But we got to see Gojo doing some purple shit. And that alone has its own fucking like theme. When he did it, his own fucking song happened. And it was like, shit. And it was so popular to the point that like a bunch of like producer DJs and music producers on YouTube like remixed it and made like house remixes of it and trance remixes of it. And it was really fucking hype.
Ooh,
and
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, it was really cool. And so there's two composers that work on the music. Alyssa Okehazama also did God of High School. And Yoshimasa Terui, he's also kind of new too, but he's did Hosenki no Kuni, Jujutsu Kaisen. And for some reason, this isn't listed, but he also composed the opening from Land of Lustrous. So he also was like apparently in a math rock band. And that's called Haisui no Nasa, which I've never heard of. And he is also the music producer for the idol group Soda Toba Sakana, which I think they've done like they've done music. They did the theme song for High Score Girl. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
That was a good one. I got to catch up on second season because I haven't finished it yet. But
yeah, me too, honestly.
Jujutsu Kaisen, it's the new shonen on the scene right now. So people are hype on it, okay? And, you know, shonen OSTs can sometimes just be whatever. But in recent years...
Usually they're
years,
pretty good, actually.
Usually they're pretty good. But, like, I think sometimes people often overlook them because one or two songs stand out the most. And, or, you know, the action is just so hype that you kind of forget about it. I don't know. But that being said, listening to most of this soundtrack, you have kind of like with Danny's pick for Parasite, you have things that are like composed with strings and orchestrated with strings, and then you have things that are like industrial sounding. And it was just really fucking cool. Like the purple theme was really cool. And there's even some like industrial rock things happening like during it almost sounds like a fighting game soundtrack. It's like a background kind of soundtrack, perfect for the background of some cool shit happening. And one of the most recent big fights we saw was Toto and Itadori versus Hanami, the tree fucking cursed spirit. And this kind of like really simple, easygoing, but still stood out, like, rock, heavy rock song was happening in the background on some of the parts where, like, when Toto started clapping, when he was doing what he calls his boogie-woogie technique, and it was just badass. It was perfect. It was just really cool. I think they do a really good job of setting the tone, even when they're cutting scenes often, because especially during this arc, the school exchange arc, you know, they're cutting scenes often because there's multiple people in multiple places doing different things. And it was perfect for when they were cutting to even when the metal song was still going, even if they cut to a different part away from that fight, it still fit and it was just kind of worked out. It kind of made everything cohesive. So you didn't feel it did a good job of making you feel like you weren't getting lost with all
this
the things that were
also,
happening.
The song is also kind of like have some like traditional Japanese instruments in a way, along with like some techno into it,
which also is fitting because like
yeah it's
Jujutsu
super
Sorcery
fitting
is,
like to
yeah.
the yeah
it sounds they, like a they, video yeah. game almost. I like it.
Yeah, and
once
they,
it gets to like the more hype, I'm actually kind of listening to it right now.
Yeah, I've been playing everything
and,
as we're talking.
Yeah,
and at like you know, one on YouTube when it hits like the 140 mark, that's when it starts to like become more like video game type of music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's yeah
very hype. I like it. Yeah. So that's gonna come out in April. I'll be on the lookout for if they press it on vinyl or if someone presses it on vinyl. I hope.
Hell yeah.
Press it into your palms.
Press it into my butt right now. I'll take this whole soundtrack up my ass. Anyway,
every time you walk around, you're like farting out music.
Should put one of those mini trumpets in my butt, so every time I walk,
yeah, like Family Guy, where you have your own like a tuba following you around or something.
Yeah, stop it,
stop it.
I'm sensitive about my weight. Yeah, dude, I did that to my brother Sudi for like a week straight, just with my mouth. And he got so annoyed. He's like, shut up, dude. You're fatter than me. Fuck you. So funny. Anyway.
It's funny to do it for like one day, but then it actually turns into bullying.
Yeah, no, yeah, you got super mad, yeah. Yeah. Dude, CD sucks, dude. Anyway. No, I love my brother. He's fine. Dude, Danny,
oh,
what do you got
that.
For your...
Chat.
Oh.
Twitch chat, clip that.
Sam loves her brother.
Oh, wow. That's so lame.
Yeah, I know. I suck. Anyway, Danny, what's your last pick? Fucking bitch. You guys are bitches,
like,
both of you.
Hey, what? I didn't say anything.
Stop making fun of me.
I didn't say anything. What the hell?
Yeah, Nick.
Why are you blaming me?
Sorry. All right, what do you got?
Yeah, so...
Everybody
like
take two shots.
What?
Because Danny's
okay,
about to say
anyway.
It.
Well, okay, yeah. So I picked Fruits Basket, but 20,
oh,
the reboot, 2019.
Oh, technically
surprise,
it's the reboot.
Surprise, it is the reboot. It's not the original. So the original is more, this, that soundtrack is definitely more like comedy music, whereas the reboot, it takes a twist, and it's more drama focused rather than comedy and everything like that. So while I was rewatching this and then actually binging throughout season two, I was definitely really paying attention to the music that was being played in different types of scenes. And the one thing that really stuck out with this reboot especially is how mystical every single soundtrack that happens in this show for both season one and season two, especially when like an important scene comes up, especially when it comes to the Soma family and the Soma curse. Anytime a character is talking about the curse or even the Soma family, the music goes into like this mystical Japanese kind of folklore music, and it's so soothing. It reminds me of kind of like some mystical lo-fi music. I could totally go to sleep with this soundtrack on, not gonna lie. I'm freaking butchering this man's name, and I feel
Masa,
so bad.
I'm not gonna work here anymore anyway.
Masaru.
Not gonna work anymore. Masaru Yokoyama.
Yeah, Masaru Yokoyama. He has done like a shit ton of work. He has done Your Lie in April.
Mayoika.
He's done Mayoika, Nick's favorite.
I like when Danny typed Mayoika here, she put Nick's favorite in quotation.
The Lost, everybody sing the hippo song.
Get out of here.
Classic. He's done Astra, Lost in Space, Iron-Blooded Orphans. He's actually done the Gymnastic Samurai, Plastic Memories, and he's also currently doing Hiromiya, which is totally ironic that he's doing Hiromiya because he did the Fruits Basket one.
It's Horimiya,
totally,
right?
Horimiya. Sorry.
My Hiromiya Academia.
My Hiromiya Academia. I love this music. This is such a refreshing soundtrack. It's definitely a complete 180 compared to the original. And it's honestly, it's more pleasant to the ear to listen to. I actually bought the soundtrack for the 2001 Fruits Basket, and there are some tracks on that CD that I will just skip because they kind of just annoyed me. it was just like, okay, I get it, skip.
Miss me with that.
it just wasn't pleasant to the ear because there was like a lot of like it's like a weird like boingy sound. Like there's so many boingy sounds in the original,
boingy.
That it's I can't think that's literally what the sound is. Yeah. It's just like a boingy kind of.
That's how I would describe it. We're not professional musicians.
We're not professional musicians.
We're like boing theorists.
Yeah, boing, yeah, boing, yeah, boing.
Do me a favor, just go on YouTube
the beeps
and
the boops.
And look up Fruits Basket's original soundtrack, and then you'll understand what I'm saying. This soundtrack is just so pleasant to the ear. I can totally honestly take some of these tracks and actually use them in like my personal life, especially for my line of work. This music is super relaxing to hear. So if I ever get my own private practice, I'll probably use some of this music for massage and everything like that.
Make sure you use the sounds of other massages as ASMR.
No. Absolutely not. No. No. I refuse. Sorry.
I gotta send you the video of the growling guy who's giving the head massage.
No.
He's like this. No. He's like this ancient Asian guy.
Can we not talk about this? I want to talk about Fruits Basket.
Anyway,
I want to talk about Fruits Basket.
Put that on your soundtrack.
No. So a couple of my favorites on this track is one track is actually called Fruits Basket, and another one that I really like is called Cat Hater. That one is just super like not like bad guy-esque kind of thing. There's Don't Bore Me is good. Momiji's Violin. Okay, we just have to talk about Momiji's Violin. That is just so sad, and it makes me want to cry every single time I see it. It's super, super pleasant. I love it. I love Momiji. Honestly, I think aside from Kyo, Momiji is definitely one of my favorite characters. And I personally love that he chose that he wants to be a professional violinist so that he can perform a private concert for his, you know, for his family and everything like that. So
now tell me, does he collapse on stage?
No, it hasn't even happened yet. So
okay,
that's just one. That's one of his dreams that he wants to do, like at when he grows up and stuff.
This isn't going to turn into Your Lie in April, is it? Actually,
well,
maybe because it's Fruits Basket, so maybe. I don't know.
If you watched it, maybe.
I watched like 2 episodes.
Maybe you should just watch all of them. So. But Don't Bore Me is actually a really good track too. That one is kind
of
the
name
like,
of something.
It is, yeah. That's the name of the track. It's very mellow and trance. It's kind of like this song reminds me of the Nintendo 64 racing game Cruisin'. I don't know if
you guys.
Yeah,
Cruisin'.
Right? Cruisin'
tell me USA
no, it doesn't
or something?
Yeah, Cruisin' USA.
Yeah,
Cruisin' USA,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
It sounds like one of those tracks that you would play during playing that game. And this song also kind of uses some traditional Japanese instruments, and like even like a xylophone you'll hear in the background. It's kind of like a xylophone. So but let's see. Cat Eater is super funny because it has like kind of this one is kind of like a xylophone effect too in the beginning at least. So this one is very like upbeat kind of. Totally would kind of like listen to this on a like a hike maybe. So
nice.
I fairly enjoyed this whole track a lot. So
I think Fruits Basket just does a good job of kind of doing something a little different, because especially the setting, you know, of the show.
Yeah, especially
and
it's
a lot more
reboot.
Calm than the rest of
yeah,
our nominations.
And the OP, you know, is like different. You know, it's the reason why I like the Wonder Egg Priority OP so much too. It's like different. It's very calm, very
yeah,
like
yeah.
Little
peaceful,
yellow,
kinda.
Different.
Yeah, little yellow different. Here,
yeah.
Take 2 of these.
I don't know how you felt about this OST song for Fruits Basket, but
I like it.
Like,
but I'll fall asleep because it's just like.
Well, that's just how it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't mean that in a bit.
And
like, oh, I'm
in a bad,
this is boring.
Yeah, in a bad way.
I mean that like that's how it makes me feel. Like, you know, yeah. It's just. You know, I love
even
it.
Even like the hype tracks, I think like. They're All Animals is super high, like high beat. That one is like when freaking Toru finds out about the Chinese curse and everything like that. That one's just like all over the place and everything. And then there's Animal Fight 1 where that scene, that song came in when Kyo and Hatsuharu were fighting and stuff. It's just so... It fits so well with the setting that this reboot is trying to tell, and I am for it, and I can't wait for the final season in spring. I'm super excited.
Yes. Agree.
I love it. I love it. It's so, when you listen to it, especially the song Fruits Basket, it's super mystical, and it makes you, it just makes you want to listen to, like, almost all of them. So, yeah.
Agree. For sure.
I think we all had some good picks today. I would challenge Danny to not pick Fruits Basket next time.
Fuck you.
I know, it was good. We needed a chill soundtrack, because all of our other shit was like
blood
pumping.
Yeah. This is definitely lo-fi, chill.
Well, Berserk
music.
Had some chill tunes to it, but
honestly,
it also had like forces. So it's like, oh.
I didn't listen to all of Berserk's soundtrack, but I did listen to the ones that you highlighted today. But those, I was actually really surprised. Those tracks were pretty mellow and pretty chill.
But the rest of all of ours were just like, gas. Like, just fucking crazy.
Especially
shit.
Initial D. I feel like Initial D and Parasite are so.
Yeah, those
hype
two are just
soundtracks.
Oh, way over the top.
super over the top.
And Sam had the epic Sword Art Online and Jujutsu Kaisen and shit. It's like, fuck.
I feel
dude.
Sam's picks were
trying
all
to give me a heart attack.
Everything. All of Sam's picks were super hype.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. No, Martian Successor to Desco, I would say, is more like middle of the road.
They had a little balance.
Some would even call it mid. I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna cut you.
The ultimate insult, mid.
I will cut you. So
no,
hard.
I mean like in terms of like the energy level. No, it had some pretty high energy stuff, but it wasn't like crazy though.
You're high energy.
Sometimes.
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 Sometimes. Anyway, dude, what are your favorite OSTs? Let us know on the Discord or on our social medias or whatever, wherever you hit us up. And, you know,
we got to start actually, like, repeating some of this on the pod, because, like, we do it in the Discord sometimes. But, like, for like, the summies, we got to be like, oh, what were your guys' favorites? And then, like, you know, give a couple of shout-outs on the pod. We did that, actually, in the past, and we just totally botched it this year.
Oh yeah.
We should next episode we gotta give a couple of shout outs for some of that stuff. So we'll put like a participation channel in the Discord and just have some people throw some
We already have a participation channel.
I'll make a new one. And I'll title it P.
No.
I just found out today that I can make channels. So I created my own world. And it was
just
promptly deleted.
Stop it. Stop it. Anyway.
But yeah, next episode we will give some audience shout outs.
For sure, dude. That being said, thank you for listening every week. We love you. Again, let us know your favorite OSTs and we'll give you some shout outs, of course. That being said, I'm Sam. That's Nick. That's Danny.
Oh, you did it right this time.
Yeah, I know, because normally I'll say,
I'm Sam, Nick, and Danny. Like, you're all three. Sam is infinite. Sam is all.
Yeah.
Dude, no, Sam, did you hear me? I did that on my Patreon cast. I'm like, well, I'm Sam, Nick, and Danny.
Yeah. I forgot to mention that.
I'll see if anyone would notice it.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm Sam, that's Nick, and that's Danny, and we've been the Anime Summit Podcast.